NIL.com. In terms of the rest of the conference and just the quarterback around the country, where do you think you stack up against them?
Yeah, I think the group of talents that we have in the SEC is as good as we've had in a long time, and I'm really excited to see how everyone plays this year. And just the group, you know, I went to the Manning camp a few weeks ago, and I was able to be around 40 of the top quarterbacks in the country, and some of those guys can really play. And I like to think of myself as right up there with them all. So I have a lot of confidence in myself. So I try to work really hard to be able to think of myself that confidently.
Second row here on the right, Scott.
Yeah. For me, I just got to take what they give me, where maybe a few times last year where I thought I had to make the play to get us back on track. I had to do things that were out of my comfort zone to do that, and it didn't really always work out well for me, where this year I know, maybe punting's not the worst thing in the world, where, you might get 4 yards on 3rd and 6, but, we're able to flip the field with punt and knowing the down and distance or knowing the scenario of the game and all that stuff, I think just having another year has really, really helped me out, become smarter and understand, the flow of the game and everything like that.
Next question, left side over here.
Yeah. We had a lot of good football players last year leave us, but I think this time next year, y'all will be talking about how the quarterback taking over has such a stacked wide receiver room in Arkansas, where I think a lot of those young guys are poised to have a really big year, where, a guy like Jared Cornelius, who he's been playing for 3 years now, started 3 years, and I think he's about to be, huge, huge senior season. And then younger guys like Jordan Jones, who, a lot of people don't know about outside of Arkansas, or guys like LaMichael Petway, and then being able to add Brandon Martin, Jonathan Nance in the JUCO ranks. Those guys can all play ball, and then just the talent we have in the tight end room. I'd say our tight end room is probably the deepest in the country. Just guys like C.J. O'Grady, new guy Jeremy Patton, Will Gregg, Jack Krause. I mean, it's a really good Austin Cantrell, really good room.
Also on the left side here, second row.
I would say what makes them so different is just, from the first play to the last play, there's not one guy on that field taking a break. Every play they're going 100%, knowing exactly where to be, exactly what to do. Where, that's what everyone strives to be. Where a team like that, where, that's kind of the mentality we had this summer. Where we're going 7-on-7, offense versus defense, no coaches around, but it looks like we're on a fall camp practice with coaches all around where we're trash talking, we're competitive out there. We're trying to get that mindset where you can't go into a workout, you can't go into a practice of, it's hot today. I don't feel like doing this because Alabama's out there. They're going 100% because they know, they got depth where if they don't come out in the right mindset, they might get passed up or something like that, where you got to have the right mindset every single day to be able to compete with a team like them. And that starts from winter conditioning all the way up into the season. So that's kind of the mindset you have to have.
Right side over here in the front.
When it happened, it hurt. But it didn't affect my play or anything like that. I was healthy enough to go out there and play. Things didn't come as easy as they did the first half of the season, and it's something I've really went back and watched a lot of film on, is why I didn't play very well in the second half. So it's something, I'm most critical person on myself, so it's something I've really went back and looked at, and trying to play a full year of consistent football. We got all those guys back. Losing a guy like Skip is tough, but getting a guy back like Frank, who's a heck of a football player, I would say best center in the college football, and guys like Yale to get another year under their belt, Johnny Gibson, Brian Wallace. All those guys have unlimited potential, and just having a year under their belt should really help them out this year.
Next question on the aisle in the back.
Yeah, it's kind of been our MO since, you know, the final whistle ended that Virginia Tech game where we went in winter conditioning where, you know, we might think we're done, but we're going to run an extra 4 sprints, 5 sprints, you know, just things like that where we're getting extra film work in and all that stuff, especially this summer where, you know, it's a lot of player-led stuff where we're getting as many 7-on-7s as we can, getting extra film work where, you know, we went back and watched the second half of the Missouri game, second half of the Virginia Tech game, and, you know, it just stings and it really kind of drives us this whole offseason of, you know, that was just embarrassing for us, and it's something that can't happen again this year. Yeah, I would say, yeah, I mean, I think guys kind of looked up to Frank, myself, and Kevin already, and as guys on the team where they're going to do it the right way. They're, you know, if you want to know how to work hard, how to be a good teammate and all that stuff, I feel like we're those type of guys along with a bunch of other seniors for us. And, you know, I think all those young guys know they can look up to us and ask any questions where we're going to be there for them. And, you know, our whole goal is to leave the program in a better place than when we got there, where we want to be those guys as the senior group that wins 10, 11 games. You know, so the young guys have that to follow up where that's the type of competitors we are.
Back corner on the right.
How tough is it, you know, that football your career can end at any time, but how tough was it to see Raleigh go through what he went through and step away from the game?
Yeah, just it really was tough because how hard he worked to get back to be at that point where he led the league in rushing. He was having a great spring and then, you know, practice 15. We've done that drill 150 times in spring ball where he's just running through, just kind of tag off, and he gets hit the wrong way. You know, he kind of dodged a bullet again. But, you know, he's really good football player, the nicest guy you'll ever meet in your life. So, you know, football might be done for him, but, I mean, there's endless opportunities where he's going to do something really special, you know, away from the football field.
We have time for two more questions right here on the right in the middle.
Yeah, being able to play for him, you know, my whole college career, I mean, he's a really, really great coach. You know, he cares for each and every one of his players. He's going to have your back no matter what. But also what's great about him is if you're messing up, he's not going to sugarcoat it. He's going to tell you, hey, you're messing up and you better figure it out. I mean, he's on guys, but just knowing the care factor he has for everyone else and the amount of, I mean, I can say he truly loves us where, you know, a lot of coaches out there, they might, you know, say some things and then just be on to a next school just like that, but he's a guy that, you know, truly, truly cares about his players.
Last question for Austin back here in the left corner. Matt.
You know, I don't think he really got that much sleep already as it is, and now he's really not getting much sleep you know, it's a really special time for him, and really excited to see him as a father and everything like that.